The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. Y'all ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. This is an injury show. We do it every week to bring you a different subject, a different injury subject, to educate you and teach you about what's important when you have an injury claim or a death claim. What's important, what you need to know. Because let's face it, the insurance company on the other side of the equation from you already knows all of this. They're well educated. They're well trained. They're highly trained. The adjusters who talk to you on the phone are highly trained. They know what to ask for. They know what documents to ask for. They know what questions to ask you. And the plain and simple fact is, you don't do this. This is not an ordinary day or event for you. You don't do it for a living. They do. And you need to know what's important and critical. And for an example, when you call up and talk about you've been in a crash, and you talk about your property damage, you want to get your car fixed, you want to get your car appraised, you want to get your truck appraised, and they start asking you about injuries and where are you wearing your seatbelt and did you injure your neck and what part of your body did you injure and have you seen a doctor? What do any of those have to do with your car or truck or repair or appraisal? Nothing. There's a great example for you right there. That's why you need to have this information. And you go to our website anytime, championsofthepeople.com. We have a lot of information there. We have podcasts, all of our podcasts, the KOA podcasts are there. All of the other injury shows we do and all of the other call-in shows we do, the podcasts are there. We also have special buttons you can hit and listen to the instructions. We have one button you can hit and figure out and find out what you need to know before the first phone call to the adjuster once you've been in a crash. So, our typical example in these shows is a car crash, motorcycle crash, bicycle car crash, pedestrian car crash. We cover those types of injuries, motorcycles as well. And you know we've done cases all over the state of Colorado. But today, we're going to be talking about trucks. We're going to be talking about commercial trucks. Commercial trucks, it constitutes an entirely different ballgame. It's not a car crash. It is a car crash, and it is not a car crash. The rules of a car crash apply, but more applies. You need to know more. You need to have additional information. You know, usually they're very devastating injuries when you have a truck car crash, truck pedestrian crash, big risk crash, intermediate truck crash, commercial trucks. You know, Brad, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules and Regulations, which we call the Federal Motor Rules, safety regulations, set the scene for an entirely different approach to this entire event.
Well, they sure do. An understanding that everybody knows, and that is when you're dealing with a commercial truck accident, you're dealing with quite a bit of a different size between a car and a truck. You're going to have by the nature of the crash itself and by physics, the fact that you have more of a chance there's going to be serious injury as a result of the crash. There's a different sets of rules that apply to truck drivers and 18-wheelers and how the big rig has to go down the road and the commercial operation of the truck, the qualifications of the drivers versus just a driver getting behind the wheel. Those rules are absolute and they should be followed. There's no reason that they aren't followed. If you can imagine what happens when a car runs into or when a truck runs into a car and all the different events and all the different reasons why that might have happened, then you start realizing that it's a completely different set of facts, a completely different way do you need to approach a crash.
You know, the average weight of trucks are 80,000 pounds. The average weight of a car, 3,000 pounds. It's a mismatch to begin with, usually very, very devastating injuries. But what you need to know, when these trucks hit the road, these truck companies, they have a person called a safety director, and this is a very important position. Sometimes the safety directors in some trucking companies are very well-trained, highly educated, and get on it. Sometimes we find these safety directors don't know the first thing about the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules and Regulations, don't know about the drivers, don't do background checks, they don't do training, and all those sorts of things. So the safety director in the company implements and makes sure there's compliance with the federal motor carrier safety rules. That's important. Like I said, like Brad said, you have a truck car crash, it's an entirely different ballgame. Why? Because there's the federal motor carrier safety rules superimposed on top of the common law of negligence. So you have negligence and you have all of the rules of the federal statute and the regulations, and there's thousands of them. They must be in compliance. You know, a couple of examples, they have rules about logs, rules about loads, rules about trips, GPS, hazard perceptions, night operation, driving time, all on and on and on. Those rules don't apply to regular car crashes, regular drivers, but in the trucking industry, they do. You also have insurance interpretation issues. There's a whole different world of insurance. We're going to get into it later in the show, but let's just talk about it a second, Brad, because it's a whole different ballgame. You need to know the rules. You got the federal motor carrier safety rules, but you also got insurance, and usually you have excess insurance or umbrella policies, and those are very tough to discover.
Each insurance company may take the approach that their policy creates a completely different lawsuit, and therefore they're not going to join in together. They're going to make you go each step to try and prove when you're entitled to get the next layer of insurance. By law, there's certain amounts of insurance that have to be carried. It starts at $750, and then we go to $1 million coverage. And most carriers are going to have insurance well in excess of $1 million. They're going to but that insurance is going to be an insurance amount that is going to be layered, so that you may get to the first $750 or $1 million, then you may get to the next $1.5 or $2 million, then you may next get to the next $10 million or $5 million. And each layer you go up, you meet with a new set of lawyers, you meet with a new set of adjusters, you meet with a new examination of the case. Each time they're looking for ways to avoid responsibility. And they are, first of all, trying to avoid responsibility entirely by saying it's not their driver's fault. If that has been conclusively proved that it is the driver's fault, then the next layer you're going to be looking at is you're going to be looking at them saying that your damages and injuries that you sustained from the crash are much less than what their layer creates, and therefore there's no reason to be talking to them at all. You're going to meet that challenge every single time. You're not going to just get one time, or rarely are you going to necessarily get one lawyer that's going to represent all the different insurance companies. It just doesn't happen.
You know, and what people don't realize is that each excess policy, most of the time in these type cases, they have their own attorneys. They don't rely on the attorneys for the underlying policy, and many times there's multiple excess policies, which is what we're going to get into later in the show a little bit. We are Bell and Pollock. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We put all the information there for you. It's easy to reach us. You get a free initial consultation, and you get a free legal game plan. And I'll tell you what, when you've been injured by a truck, it's usually devastating injuries, and you need a legal game plan tailored to the truck car crash. Some attorneys don't do truck crashes. It's a very complicated area. The drivers have to be trained. They have to be have specialized knowledge. They have to be background screened. And when there's a truck car crash, they have to be drug tested within 8 hours of the incident. And so you need to know these things. But more importantly, your attorney needs to know these things. All the regulations here: catastrophic injury law, damages, injuries and losses. And, you know, some of the topics we've talked about before in previous shows, like mechanism of injury, obviously. But it goes much deeper than that. And you're going to learn today about GPS systems, black boxes in the trucks, logs, two sets of logs, drugs, pills, how this really, really works. So basically, for the first part of this, you got to know that this is a whole different ballgame. You have to know, and your attorney has to know the rules and regulations, and thousands of them. You have to have experience in this area because the injuries are usually so devastating. So, Brad, we study the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules and Regulations all the time. We've done many trucking cases. It does require specialized knowledge.
It does. Your lawyer has to be willing to spend the time to learn about it and figure out what's going on and why it's so important to know the specialized rules. But the bottom line is you can't be involved in any kind of case where you don't know the rules of the case. And you've got to understand the rules of the case. You have to understand how the operation of a truck could be completely different than the operation of a car. And you've got to understand what questions to ask. You've got to understand what issues to bring up. You've got to understand what foundation you need to establish with regard to the truck driver itself, with regard to the truck itself, how and why they were on the road, what they were doing, what schedules they had. We're going to talk about that all later. It's a matter of understanding that there are different rules, different things you have to do. And when you start getting involved in cases like this, you understand that there's a different degree of sophistication when it comes to responsibility. And you can try, the lawyers can try, if they don't have any experience or if they don't understand that there's a background that has to be established, they can try and handle it just like a regular crash. But if they do, there's a strong possibility they're going to leave avenues of recovery and money on the table that would not otherwise be lost if you get somebody who knows what they're doing.
Point one, you need to know. Point one, understand that, you know, lawyers are not taught about the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules in law school. You're taught about regular negligence law, which applies. That's the beginning step, not the only step. In the truck crashes that we handle, you must look further. You must look for an underlying cause. And that sounds kind of simplistic. That sounds kind of easy. Well, Gary, Brad, don't you always look for an underlying cause? Of course. But was the truck driver negligent? Yes. Then superimposed on that, did he or she violate any rules and regulations of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules? If so, what? Pertaining to logs? Pertaining to sleep? Pertaining to brakes? Pertaining to load distribution? You have to look for the underlying cause. Next up, we're going to be talking about, we have these Federal Motor Rules. Who cares? What difference does it make to the injured victim? We'll be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. This is Your Legal Minute. Today, we're talking about distracted driving. What difference does it make? There's a place on every accident injury form that the police fill out for distracted driving. They want to know. The insurance company for the at-fault party who injured you wants to know. Why do they want to know? Because it's difficult for them to beat your legal claim. They're out there trying to beat your legal claim. If you don't believe so, listen to our shows. Call us up. They are your enemy, your adversary. And don't fall for one of these myths. Myth is, I've been injured in an accident. Surely some insurance company is going to pay me. Wrong. They're going to fight you. They're going to try to beat you and defeat you. But one thing that you can use is if the driver that hit you was distracted. The police officer should know this. Bell & Pollock, championsofthepeople.com will help you.
Bell & Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell & Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell & Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Welcome back. Here we go. The Bell & Pollock Injury Show. Champions of the People, our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's all there for you. All of our podcasts of all of our radio shows are there. The information is there. The practice area information is there. You have a motorcycle accident, a truck car crash, pedestrian car crash, somebody on their bicycle hit by car insurance applies. And a lot of people don't realize, when you're on your bicycle and you're injured in a car crash, your own car insurance of the bike rider applies to that as well. We're going to do a show on that coming up. Just know that that's very, very important. Today we're talking about truck car crashes, 18-wheelers. They weigh 80,000 pounds. Your car average weight is 3,000 pounds, give or take. It's a mismatch. You have to know what you're doing. We were talking about, we have all these Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules. Who cares? What difference does it make to the injured victim? It makes a huge difference as far as liability is concerned. It makes a huge difference as far as proving your case against the trucker, against the trucking company. And it makes a huge difference on the insurance coverages. And when the insurance company can see that you can prove that the truck driver violated one or more of these rules and regulations, which were gross violations, and it doesn't have to be a gross violation, but which were violations which led to and caused the accident. Maybe they've been driving 18 hours in a row. That's way over the allowed limit under the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules. This is how you approach it. You must look for the underlying cause. Is it a negligence case? Yes. But in truck cases, you must go steps further and analyze it under the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules. You must look for the underlying cause. You know, Brad, sometimes when you have drivers that are speeding, maybe their logs aren't intact with the Federal Motor Carrier Rules. You have to know the rules. You have to know what they breached and did it cause and relate to the crash.
That's very important. You want to know why the crash happened. It's easy to look and say, well, mere negligence. It's just simple negligence. Somebody wasn't paying attention. But a lot of times the root of that negligence or the root of that wrongful act on the road is the result of how the company was operating to begin with and what was going on with respect to the truck driver and what the truck driver was doing and why the truck driver had this act that caused a crash, and if it could have been avoided, not necessarily by more attentive truck driving. That's always something you want to look at, but also could have been avoided by a different way to operate the company or operate the truck itself, or a different schedule the truck should have had, or knowledge by people that were operating or in charge of how the truck was to be operated and where it was supposed to go, whether or not they should have known that they were putting the public at risk, and they were putting people at risk because of the way they were having the drug or the truck driven. It's very important to make sure you get into those areas and you address those avenues. You've got questions. You've got to know the driver qualification. Would the driver, based on the schedule that the driver had been fatigued? And a lot of times you look and say, well, maybe the schedule didn't put him fatigued, but maybe a change in the schedule or some kind of modification of the schedule or something that happened made it so they would have been fatigued, and maybe there should have been a modification in the schedule. So you've got to look at those type of things. Are there time pressures that the driver was under? You've got to figure out the reason for the behavior that led to the crash. It's important to know it. It's going to make a difference in how much you recover, or if you recover at all, it's going to make a difference in how you can deal with and approach the different levels of insurance companies that we've talked about.
You know, if you're the injured victim or if one of your family members is the injured victim and you lost a loved one also, these are very devastating, life-changing, altering events. You must have attorneys that know what they're doing. You must have attorneys that aggressively go after the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules. You know, if you've got a truck driver speeding, yes, that's negligence. But why? Especially in truck accidents. Why? What was the underlying cause? What was the underlying reason? You know, Brad and I have done many, many of these cases, and we've helped people put their lives back together again. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or our website, championsofthepeople.com. One of the things that sticks out in my mind the most is Brad and I have done a case years ago where we're looking at the driver's logs, right? Logs. You're going to love this one. The logs and the GPS system, and comparing the logs to the GPS system. And so the logs say the truck driver went from Lexington, Kentucky to Georgia with the stops. But the GPS doesn't even have him in the state of Kentucky or the state of Georgia. The logs say he was in Kentucky. The logs say he went to Atlanta. But the GPS system says no. You got to get this information. I don't think a lot of people realize, Brad, when these crashes happen, and we've seen this time after time, the truck drivers, not all of them, but a lot of them, the truck drivers, they don't even get out of their truck. They don't see how you're doing in the car. They don't ask you how you're doing. The first thing they do is they get on their phone and they call headquarters and they say, I was just in a crash. What do I do?
Right. The truck drivers are obviously employees, or they might be independent contractors of the company for whom they're hauling. They've got responsibilities to those people. The immediate result of a crash is in the truck drivers or in the truck driving industry and in the insurance industry is to minimize the amount that has to be paid and minimize what's going to be the result from the crash. Therefore, they're not really concerned that much about how you are. They're more concerned about what do we do to make sure we start lining up our case. And believe me, they start lining up the case immediately to minimize how much is going to have to be paid for the injuries we've just inflicted. Therefore, they're going to get on the phone. They're going to call up their home office. They're going to start talking about what happened. There's going to be messages sent all around. It's going to be important if you're the attorney to try and get those initial communications. it's great to get those communications. If you have a communication where the truck driver calls up and says, hey, I just ran into somebody, and what do I do next? That's going to be important versus the truck driver who says, hey, or versus later on when they're telling you, no, I didn't run into him. We just had a crash. They actually darted in front of me, or they actually were the cause of the crash, instead of them saying, hey, I just ran into somebody. You want to get those initial comments. You want to get that initial information that's being spread out among the company on how to handle it.
You know, more than any other type of crash or accident, the truck crashes, they almost always fight liability, meaning who's at fault, meaning you did something wrong as the driver of the car, meaning they did nothing wrong, or you contributed in large part to the entire situation because you did this, you did that, you did this, or you didn't do this or that. That's how they approach it. It's almost always a hotly contested area of liability, because if they're not responsible or liable, they don't have to pay any money, period. Know this. At the scene of a crash, in a truck crash, when they make the call, the trucker makes the call back to headquarters, they are already preparing their defense.
Well,
right then.
It's not that rare. It's not that rare that you will find a team from the company, an accident reconstruction or an accident team from the company there as fast as, if not faster than, the police.
They have them on call.
They have them on call. They're ready to go. And these are companies that go throughout the United States. So you're talking about teams strategically placed throughout the United States that, boom, that's their job. They get on call. We've had a crash. We need people out there. And that can include a team of lawyers. Or the team can include lawyers, it can include accident reconstructionists and engineers and other truck drivers and mechanics. It can include all sorts of people, ex-investigators or ex-police officers who are now working for the trucking companies, to come out immediately. And they're looking at this stuff while the ambulance is loading the people that they've hurt into the ambulance and taking them to the hospital. They've already got their team out there before the tow truck drivers are out there, before anybody's out there, or at the same time, they're just part of the group that's out there investigating the crash. And you, the injured person, have nobody. There's nobody out there.
That's the way it works. And believe me, that's the way it works. They get their teams out there right away. They can have a human factors team, an expert on standard of care in the trucking industry, standard of care in driving trucks, standard of care in logs, accident reconstructionists, attorneys on the scene. Because you need to understand what happened. And basically, what happens to all that evidence? What happens to the driver's logs? Where do they go? What happens to the GPS and the onboard computer systems? Where do they go? The black boxes. To prove the speed, to prove the downshifting, to prove the mileage compared to the logs. Where do they all go? What do you think? Many times we file motions for spoliation of evidence. Many times they're not there anymore. Part of them are there, part of them aren't. And so that's a big factor as well.
Right. You want that black box. You want to know what happened. You want to make sure it's being properly interpreted as far as what happened. And you want the logs. You want the trip tickets. You want the bills of lading. You want the company policies. You want onboard records and information. The stories will change among the people as far as what they did or didn't do and what they said or didn't say. So you need to try to get from every source what every person has put down. A lot of times you can be in good shape with that, but one of the things you really want to do is when you start exploring the crash, and if you're getting to the point where you're just not going to get a resolution, you're going to have to go to bat, and you're going to have to be in trial, that you want to find out what each person reported, because you're going to find that at times people are reporting different things about what happened, all of them working for the same response team.
You'll be amazed at what you find on the scene. You'll be amazed once you get a discovery in a case and you're representing the injured victim and or somebody that was killed in this crash, sadly. You'll be amazed at the people there. Lawyers on the scene, accident reconstructionists, engineers, human factor experts, standard of care experts. You know, and we look for all these documents. We look for, and you engage in discovery, and that's why you need to know the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules and Regulations, period, paragraph. You have to know them. You have to look for the underlying cause. Sure, there was an accident. What specifically caused the accident? Was there a breach of the rules and regulations? The underlying cause, like two sets of logs. Well, that doesn't really happen, Gary. Two sets of logs. We've seen it, and we're going to tell you how important it is. Bell and Pollock, champions of the people. We'll be right back.